power of God poured into our human weakness. So in other words, it's not just pardon from our sins, it's power to live in faithfulness to God. It's not just mercy, it's His might. There's a story told about Michelangelo who once saw this rough, unshaped piece of marble that had been discarded in a rock quarry. Others saw it as a useless stone. But when he looked at that piece of marble, he saw and he said, "There's an angel trapped inside, and I must set him free." You see, that's what grace does. Grace sees what could be when we can only see what is. It carves away, grace does, what doesn't belong, and shapes us into something beautiful for God's glory. It shapes us to be something we could not make ourselves at all through any kind of good works. So in this passage, I want us to see the treasures of grace and faith. And it begins here in this verse, in verse 5, continues on into chapter, in verse 8 and verse 15, through verse 15. It shows us in verse 5, first, the treasure of grace. When we get to verse 8 through 15, we'll see more of the treasure of faith, although it will speak about it some here. And it talks about here how each one of these transforms our walk with Christ. So understand, grace is a very precious reality. I hope that I can show you